Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Hi, it's John McAlpine with Janneking. Man, it's been a crazy year with COVID-19 and our lives have been turned upside down. Don't let this stop you from starting your own business. Janneking has the right solution for you to get started. Choose a package that fits your budget and we provide the initial training and ongoing support to help you become successful. Go with the oldest and best cleaning franchise today. Call 262-780-0300 or visit us on the internet at janneking.com. Janneking. The king of clean.
The Four Seasons Island Resort has plenty of winter fun. Head north to Wisconsin's waterfall capital in Pembine, just an hour north of Green Bay. They invented social distancing with only 55 suites. You can have as much or as little social contact as you feel comfortable with. Located on scenic Miscano Island on the Menominee River, the Four Seasons Island Resort is surrounded by hundreds of miles of snowmobile and ATV trails. Relax in their heated indoor salt pool. Enjoy dining at one of their fine restaurants or stop down at the Boundary Waters Sports Pub to catch great sports action. Learn about how Black Husky beer originated in Pembine during the Black Husky Beer Dinner on Saturday, March 6th. Book your hotel stay by calling 715-324-5800 extension 0 and ask for the Snowmobile ATV UTV Special. To see everything the Four Seasons Island Resort has to offer, just go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Hiller with Howard Gleason, Hiller Ford Sales Manager. Howard, tell them about our great deals on 2020 F-150s.
You could save over $11,000 off MSRP or lease an F-150 STX for 24 months for just $299. $46.19 down plus tax and dealer fees. There's no security deposit and the first month's payment is included.
Hurry in, these offers end March 2nd, and find out why so many people love to buy from Hiller Ford.
Going on a road trip and don't want to miss your favorite shows on The Fan? The answer is easy. Simply download the Radio.com app and take The Fan with you. Make sure to like and listen to 1250 AM The Fan, a Radio.com sports station.
WSSP Milwaukee, your home to talk Wisconsin sports.
Regular sports, football, stuff like that.
Really, really enjoy listening to you guys.
1250 AM, The Fan, a Radio.com sports station. Sports Flash, right now.
888, Oh, yeah, there it is.
8 a.m. from the 1250 a.m. The Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, the Bucks try to keep their three-game home win streak intact tonight when they host the New Orleans Pelicans. Nationally televised game, 8:30 p.m. tip-off. Bucks 12-4 at the Fizer Forum. The Pelicans 5-10 on the road. The teams meet for the second time this season. It'll be a revenge spot for the Bucks after losing to the Pelicans 131-126 back on January 29th in a game where Brandon Ingram scored 28 points to help lead New Orleans to the victory. Over in Chapel Hill last night, Dawson Garcia had a double-double, 24 points, 11 boards. DJ Carton finished with 17 points and 5 assists as Marquette beat North Carolina 83-70 in a game that was scheduled just 4 days ago. Also happened to be North Carolina's 18th non-conference defeat in the 35-year history of the Dean E. Smith Center. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says Tiger Woods was not drunk or impaired during the rollover that seriously injured the golf superstar on Tuesday, saying the single vehicle crash was purely an accident. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said the department would not file charges against Woods pertaining to the crash near the border of Rolling Hills Estates in California, about 30 miles south. Villanueva also said the department considering it an accident, which could lead to a misdemeanor at most. And in Phoenix, Devin Booker, who was snubbed from the All-Star game, was selected on Wednesday to replace injured Lakers star Anthony Davis in the All-Star game. Read more online, 1250amthefan.com. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 1250 AM The Fan, Milwaukee's number one sports talk station. Find us on the radio.com app. Give us a call, 414-799-1250. Tweet at the show at 1250 AM The Fan. Is J.J. Watt coming to Green Bay? Who knows? Who cares? I made myself laugh.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
I didn't mean that. Or did I? Coming up at the 9 a.m. hour, does Horvath secretively hate J.J. Watt?
Oh, I think I might. I might. I don't like him on Twitter. He tweets too much.
JJ's like JJ reminds me of like in high school and grade school. Like you always have. Well, I have like multiple of these buddies, and they're your friends. They're your good friends, but they're complete meatheads.
Yeah.
And like while they're your friends, like you would never really like want to like hang out with just them. Like you'll go to their house maybe like every once in a while. But then you remember, like, why you don't hang out with just them, because, like, when you're on, like, beer 15, 16 out of the 30 rack of Bush Light, they're really getting into the country music, and we're not talking, like, the, I had a barbecue stand on my white T-shirt. They're playing, like, the Cowboy and
Me with that mini skirt.
Or they're playing, like, the sad country, and they're, like, crying and talking about how, like, Ashley broke up with him. He kind of likes Ashley, but he's with Shelly now, and you're like, dude, I don't care. I came over
here. Oh,
like,
and Whiskey Lullaby is on repeat.
And you're like, when are we going to the party? And he's like, oh, like, neither of us could drive. And then you got to, like, call the Uber, and then you're stuck
she
with
wrote me.
Yeah.
And a motto to the daylight cigarette.
Yeah. That's J.J. Watt, though. Like, you know what I mean? He's the guy that buys the T-shirt that says, don't cheat on your body, cheat on your girlfriend. Right? J.J.
Yeah. I don't know the Watt family. I'm just going to judge J.J. Watt's entire personality.
Oh, I like him.
By what he's tweeted over the last 5 years. Because I've always talked about this. Whenever you see anything happen on the TV screen,
yeah,
it's the Super Bowl, and people are wowing about a catch, so they show other athletes' thoughts. J.J. Watt tweets, what a catch. They show it. Okay, football.
Yeah.
Then I'm watching a random NBA game. What a dunk from LeBron. They show tweets. Here's Donovan Mitchell. Here's Bill Russell. Here's J.J. Watt tweeting. Then I watch the Golden Globes and they show tweets.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt's tweeting. Then I watch English Premier League soccer. All right, I can get away from J.J. there. Oh, no, J.J. Watt tweeted a picture of him. He likes Everton, I guess. So he's always on my TV screen via the tweet.
Yes.
And then since his release, so then he tweets on the 17th.
Yeah.
He says, I'm really dissecting this now.
Let's get into it.
It bothers me, and I'm not sure that people get it.
Well, no, you see, you had me on the TV thing because that drives me nuts. Like, He's like, I'm watching True Detective. There's J.J. Watt. It's the series finale of Sopranos. Meadow Soprano's trying to parallel park a car. Tony's getting an order of the onion rings. AJ's being a little, like AJ always is. I hate AJ. Worst character in TV history. Is Tony going to get whacked? And here's J.J.
tweeting, I love this song.
Park the car, Meadow! Park it, girl! Hashtag Sopranos. He is everywhere. He's like in our living room with us. I don't know that I want JJ in my living room at all.
So then he tweets on the 17th, free agency is wild.
Oh, crazy. I mean, I'll take him, don't get me wrong, but like, let's just get this done.
How do I explain? Because I think most people are going to hear me complain about this tweet and say, what's wrong with that? But there is something wrong with it. What is wrong with it? Why is it bothering me that JJ Watt tweeted, free agency is wild? Well, no kidding. You're 32 years old. You are one of the best players in the league.
Three-time defensive player of the year.
Yeah, people are going to want you.
Two-time host.
Don't
of
act
Saturday
all
Night
like
Live,
don't one. Blush for because people want you on their team.
Right.
He's being all shucks about it. Oh geez, I can't believe this. And this is my Pewaukee accent now. Then 6 days ago, this would be the 18th.
What was that voice that you just gave JJ? Is he Favre now?
He's Pewaukee.
Wait, how does he talk?
Oh, geez, Doc, oh, my, make me blessings. I reckon I'm getting quartered. Then he tweets, TJ Watt shoveling.
I saw that.
I presume his house in Pewaukee.
Oh, they're home.
Well, no, that's what we speculate.
God, I hope.
He doesn't say, like, shoveling my house in Pewaukee.
I hope he's not, like, driving to get a bagel right now and listening and hears us, and then he just shows up. Because like, imagine if I look out this window and I see big 6'6", 275-pound JJ.
Oh, JJ, if you're driving around listening, call the show. We absolutely want you to play for the Packers.
We want you, but we just, like, want you to come now. We don't want to spend the next 3 months talking about you and making every, like, because, you know, I want to
I just don't want to dissect every one of your tweets.
Right. And I don't want emails, like, about all your tweets. Like, hey, did you guys see what JJ tweeted today?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to actually, like, teach my child how to walk again.
Like, when you, JJ, when you responded to someone who said, you going to sign somewhere or not? And you said, I scroll through DoorDash for an hour before I pick a restaurant, man. You're going to have to give me a second to choose a new team and city. I understand what you're doing there. That seems like a comeback, like a burn, although the most G-rated version of a burn. I'm someone who burns people on Twitter, so I know how to give a scathing response, but yours was like a G-rated. And then I wonder, did you get paid by DoorDash for this tweet? Because it doesn't say hashtag ad.
I don't believe that he orders DoorDash. He's like the kind of guy where I feel like all of his meals are being like, I don't think you could look like JJ Watt and eat DoorDash, right?
No, I disagree. I think he goes to Robert's Specialty Meats, for example.
Yeah, but could you get that through DoorDash?
No, but he goes into the shop and then Paul goes, hey, are you JJ Watt? And he goes, I hear that all the time. My name is Kevin. And I am a lumberjack. Oh, okay. Here you go, Kevin. Here's your ribs on a stick.
And the Al Capone roast.
Then whatever this tweet was, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
What?
Which somehow means he's going to Buffalo.
Wait, what did that say? Say that again. I'm sorry.
Did I say it wrong?
No, I just was. I don't know what it means.
Maybe mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
I don't even know what that means, dude.
It means he's going to Buffalo.
Why?
I don't know.
Is that like what they say in Buffalo? Like, hey, how you doing? Well, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
So, JJ, can you tweet, I love at WinksThinks and at Ryan Horvath.
Well, and his girl likes Chicago pizza, so he was going to be a Bear for a while, right?
Oh, and he tweeted, yeah, they had a date in Chicago the other night, so now the Bears think that he's coming there.
As much as I want J.J. Watt, and I do, don't get me wrong.
But to be fair.
For cheap.
To be fair.
Yeah, Mon Frere.
I would do the same thing.
Oh, me too. I'd be the biggest.
I would milk this.
Oh, yeah.
I probably wouldn't sign until August.
I'd be like, yeah, you see these 5 sacks in these 16 games? You want that? Well, I'll think about it. Let's see. I'm going to go over here first, though.
Oh, there'd be a day in May I woke up. Oh, I just took a nap. Anyone sign me yet?
Yeah. It'd be like when Brittany and Justin broke up and he hit the market, you know? He was dating. Like, it was like, you know, Jeter in his prime. You got to date around
a
little bit.
Everyone hates Justin now.
I saw.
Because of the Britney doc?
Yeah. She follows me on Twitter. Should I tweet and see if she'll come on the show?
Britney Spears does?
She follows me on Twitter. We've went through this. Yeah. Yeah. I'll show you right now.
No, we have not gone through this.
Oh, I have. Me and Rami have, actually. Yeah, you and I have not. Britney Spears follows me. I know you probably won't believe me, so I'm trying to see. I'll show you.
Well, I'm going to follow her and see if I get a follow back.
Follow her and then just see that she follows me, because I feel like my internet is down right now on my phone, which is not a good thing. So, yeah, you could do that. What were we? With JJ, though. Like, I'll take him, but if we didn't get him in Green Bay, you know where I'd want him to go? Oh, the Bears. It'd be a disaster.
Why?
Because, like, I love what the Bears do. Like, they clearly have had the same need since I've been born, quarterback. A couple times they've tried. You know, Jay Cutler, Jay Cutler liked to throw the ball to the other team a lot, and he wasn't very good. But Jay Cutler, when they acquired him, I would have done the same thing. He was coming off a Pro Bowl season in Denver. He was the goods at the time. So I won't kill that move. But they love giving up a lot for, you know, talented. Like, don't get me wrong, I would have done the Khalil Mack move too. But they've had the same need for 30 years, and that's quarterback, and they never address it. Instead, they end up with like 15 tight ends on the roster. Like, why did they need Jimmy Graham if they were going to draft Cole Kmet? And they had 5 tight ends on the roster. So if they ended up acquiring J.J. Watt and overpaying, because like this report that's coming from Diana Russini from ESPN, you know, if J.J. is really going to get $15, $16, $17 million, I'm not doing that if I'm the Packers.
No, there's no chance.
Dude, we could pay 2 guys and get better quality play on the field. I mean, maybe J.J. plays 16 games. Maybe J.J. plays 7 games and he's got a broken forearm, you know? So I want him, but I want him for the cheap, a hometown discount. I don't think he's going to take that. So I'd want him for the cheap. Like, if he wants to win a Super Bowl, he's going to have to go somewhere on the cheap. If he
Is
wants
it
to make
mitochondria?
Money.
Did I say mitochondria? Is
Excuse
it
me?
Mitochondria?
Excuse me. Is that the Pittsburgh thing?
Buffalo. Apparently Pittsburgh's out. I thought he was going to Pittsburgh. Apparently Pittsburgh's out.
I thought he was going to go to Pittsburgh because I heard his favorite movie is All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise, and that takes place in Pittsburgh.
I heard it was The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Is that a movie?
The Fish That Saved Wanda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, 1979.
Who's in it? Should we have him on the show? Well, you look for that.
Julius Erving. Kareem.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Flip Wilson.
There you go.
Jonathan Winters.
Yeah.
It's a big-time movie.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I knew that.
All right, Mike the Painter is on the line.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, do you have a minute? Did you hear I put you in another promo?
No, I did not. I did not hear that one.
Oh, it was when you called and you had a customer. I'm going to play it for you, okay?
No, he did not.
Yeah, all right. Here's another promo with Mike the Painter. This is now the second promo you've ever been in. Here's number two.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm getting to it. It's got to come on.
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
We do want to hear from Mike the Painter briefly, who's calling in. Mike, this is your first interaction with our good buddy, Paul Emig.
So my pet peeve is the quarterback win-loss record.
Thank you.
That's the worst.
Yes.
We should not judge the quarterback on his win-loss record.
What's going on back there, Mike?
Customer just came into the back room.
Oh, tell them they're on the radio. Tell them they're on the fan.
I'm WSSP. Talking on the radio on the fan.
Favorite pet peeve stat, go.
Yeah, what's her pet peeve?
Can I ask you a question in a second? He wants to know what's your sports pet peeve. Oh, she says the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, we're cautiously not talking about that this week.
Yeah, no, I get that one.
Catch the Bart Winkler Show weekday mornings from 6.
There you go, Mike.
That's good stuff, Mike.
You are awesome. That's why I like your guys' show.
Promo number 2 for Mike the Painter.
You are the best.
What's up, bud?
So, I like this J.J. Watt thing to Reggie White. I really do. I think he would make our defense that much better. I think all across the board, that would put us over the top.
I think we need to dial back. Go like Julius Peppers.
No.
Reggie White. That's in a class of its own.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I can ever compare. JJ's great.
Player though.
Ah, man.
He brings out the best in people, and that's what Reggie White did. He'll bring out the best out of everybody across the board on the defense and even offense. I really do think that because he is that good of a player and that good of a personality.
And he's a good person.
Yeah, and he hosted really SNL, which was my dream.
And I hope he does sign with us.
And he raised $50 million for Houston.
I really don't care if he takes another 2 months before he signs. He can wait out all through training camp. I don't care.
But then what if, we wait on J.J. Watt and end up with, like nothing? Like, in high school, Mike, there was this girl I really liked. Her name was Megan, but she had a boyfriend. And I liked her for, 3 years. And, now when I think about it, the chase wasn't worth it because I ended up with my wife, who I love, not this girl, who I'm really glad I ended up with my wife. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, man, for 3 years I wasted my time going after her when there was so many other women.
All high school was, though, was a waste of time.
So what if, not as big of a name? Like, Mike, let me ask you this. Did you know who Za'Darius Smith or Preston Smith were before they were Green Bay Packers? I feel like we keep hyping up JJ.
We could probably get better value with guys that
aren't household names yet, that are younger players. So I want JJ too, but if JJ wants $16, $18 million, that ain't happening because he's not Reggie White at this stage of his career.
I'm not saying that he is a Reggie White,
I get what you're saying. He's a three-time defensive player.
His performance on the field, he was on a crap defense last year. So,
crap team, yeah.
Yeah, it was a whole.
Yeah, his career's basically been wasted in Houston.
But this is Green Bay. This is going to be his last stop. He's going to be that player.
Well, if he wants to come here for $2 million, and he can tweet whatever he wants.
I'll give him four or five
for a hometown discount. I don't think he's going to break us. I think we'll still be able to sign people.
I don't know if they can. Mike, thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Can't Rodgers. Even if Rodgers doesn't want to redo a deal, can he be like, hey, you want to come join me and Mahomes with State Farm and there's an extra couple mil? Rodgers is all over the place, by the way.
You want to roll in my girlfriend's next movie?
Exactly. The Divergent 4. There you go. Boom.
We did it.
JJ, if you're listening to the show.
We did it. Did what? Did this.
JJ, if you're driving around, if you're listening to the show in Pewaukee, give us a call. We just solved it. Here's how you come over to Green Bay, right?
We did it.
You're going to win a Super Bowl. You get to play with the Aaron Rodgers. Be careful.
I'm kicking chairs in here.
Don't do that. Here's what you do, JJ, all right? We want to bring back Aaron Jones or Corey Linsley, maybe even both. Maybe we may mess around and pay both. I don't know how. I'm not the numbers guy. But here's all you got to do. $2 million, you're a Packer. We're going all in this season.
All in, baby, finally.
But you're going to get an extra $2 million or whatever. Well, I don't know. Google how much. Todd, how much does Rodgers, where is he? How much does Rodgers make from State Farm? There's an endorsement. Rodgers is in all these endorsements. I can't go on Instagram anymore to see what Watt's up to without running into an ad where Aaron Rodgers is selling some new product. And what do you see these things, by the way? It's this emo Rodgers. He's dressed in all black with his hair combed to the side. He's selling watches and he's all over.
Yeah, and those watches are $15K.
Yeah.
Or no, they're $150K. So Favre's asking for one.
You know what I mean? Why does Rodgers need all these endorsements? He's already got all the money in the world. So boom, he gets. I mean, and then there you go. That's the cherry on the top, though. JJ wants to cross over. Obviously, he's hosting Tag. He's hosting Saturday Night Live. Look at The Rock. He started as the People's Champ, the Intercontinental Champ, the WWF Champ. Now he's in every single movie. Jumanji. Any movie that they're making from our childhood turn into crap. The Rock's in it. Look at John Cena. He's not even going to be at WrestleMania this year because he's making movies. What's JJ's? Gronk, when he left football for that year or whatever, he was in WWE. He was in movies. That's what JJ's.
He was
next.
The 24/7 champion, which is now held by Bad Bunny.
Trainwreck. Tremendous movie. LeBron was pretty damn good in it.
He was.
Boom. Crossover. JJ wants to be a crossover. We just solved it. The Divergent 4 featuring JJ Watt as... I don't want to do the love interest because then we may get in
get in
a Jamal Mashburn, Jim Jackson, Tony Braxton.
No, JJ's going to be the, can he play a villain?
I don't think. I think he's too good of a guy. I think he would be like the guy that likes Chanel Woodley or whatever her name is.
I got it.
But the dude in, the dude in, not Twilight, Jacob. He could be he's cute and she likes him, but he's not mysterious like the boyfriend. Yeah.
Not only. In Divergent 4, can J.J. Watt have a starring role? where he's a character. But during the movie, every 5 or 10 minutes, tweets will pop on the screen from like J.J. Watt.
Video?
Yes.
Yeah.
As to what J.J. Watt was thinking the first time he saw the screening of the movie. We did it.
Yeah.
We did it!
JJ
it's
to
Gary
the
Ellison here. You're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Wendy's Big Show coming up this morning, starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station.
Breaking news on The Fan, powered by radio.com sports and brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes.
Hi, I'm Susan Hiller with Howard Gleason, Hiller Ford Sales Manager. Howard, tell them about our exciting money-saving sale.
We're having a 2020 model year-end sell-down with huge factory rebates of $4,000 on Fusions, $4,000 on Edges, and $3,000 on Escapes. Plus, all three come with 0% financing for 66 months.
Check us out on the web at HillerFord.com and find out why so many people love to buy from Hiller Ford.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern with Coach Paul Wallersheim from Greendale Martin Luther. We coached a long time together, Coach, and the best advice I gave you was to go to J&J Contractors for some of the work you needed on your houses.
Yes, Mike, for sure. It was J&J Contractors did a great job. I have a couple rental properties that I own, and from roofing to siding to downspouts to front doors, patio doors, rubber roofing, I've had them do all of those jobs and could not be happier with the work they did and the follow-up they made with me.
Hey, the community aspect is a big deal as well.
You know, I live in Greendale as well and work at Martin Luther High School in Greendale, and it doesn't matter where I go. J&J Contractors is sponsoring events and a part of the community.
Paul, thanks a lot. It's good to see you. Go to jjcontractorsllc.com, jjcontractorsllc.com.
Hey, Milwaukee Bucks fans, get ready for game day at home with Pick and Save. Shop in store or online to score deals on your basket. Save more when you use digital coupons and Pick and Save free pickup with orders of $35 or more. However you plan to celebrate this basketball season, start with Pick and Save, the official grocer of your Milwaukee Bucks. Visit pickandsave.com. That's pickandsave.com. Let's go, Bucks!
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Milwaukee attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Why would I quit my 9-to-5 to start a 9-to-who-knows-when gaming company? Or eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Oh, I gotta get that. How could my favorite tech be an app that helps run my business? No offense, smartphone.
None taken.
Or fill my garage with enough servers to power a small country. It's because I wanted to make it big in gaming. And QuickBooks suite of tools helped me get there.
Intuit QuickBooks helps small businesses be more successful. Learn more at QuickBooks.com.
Coming up today at 2 on the Rami and Tim Show, just what would be the asking price on a Josh Hader if you're David Stearns? Also, we'll check in with our Milwaukee basketball insider, Eric Name of The Athletic at 3:45. That's Rami and Tim today at 2 on 1250 AM The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
1250 AM The Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Those are the only two people relevant on the show today. Sam Schmitz is doing more for the show right this very second than producer Todd could even dream of. Want to remind you about my friends over at Window Select, and then we're going to talk some NFL draft. Window Select, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Green Bay looking for a deal coming up in this draft, obviously, right? Well, you've got deals at Window Select. Ooh, baby, what a transition. Can't make a transition in this business without mentioning that you have made a transition. And to make another transition off the word transition, if you're ready to transition to new windows, oh my God, I'm like, I am just on one right now. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. So they have got a lot of great deals, windows, siding, and doors. And on the windows, the deal continues to be buy one, get one free. Free. The second window is free. And then there's no limit on how many second windows you have.
No limit.
Example, you buy 20 windows.
How many you get?
10 of those are for free.
I'm the math guy.
Not half off. Not limit up to 5. Buy one, get one on the windows. No payments. You don't make a single payment for a full year. The windows are high quality, energy efficient. That's why you're going to them. Your house needs windows. You found that out during the winter, during the last couple of weeks, especially when it was very, very cold in the house. And you wondered why. And you thought, that Winkler guy, he was right again. This time on the windows. Because they are letting the warm air out and the cold air is coming in. So you upgrade. And this week, get the call in this week. Free installation on the job. Free installation. Again, they do windows free.
What's up with all this free? I love it.
Free, free, free. They want to make this affordable. They want to get your heating costs long term down. Windows Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. The Athletic has put out their latest mock draft. There are a million of these mock drafts, but this is the one that came up first in my Google search. So this is the one I'm going to go through. And what's interesting is that this could be a very top-heavy quarterback draft. There's a lot of teams that do need quarterbacks. You're seeing the quarterback shuffle quite a bit. I don't know what domino falls next. Carson Wentz goes to Indy. Philly's going to go with Jalen Hurts. Deshaun Watson's still in limbo in Houston. Where could these other quarterbacks land? All right, number one is the Jacksonville Jaguars. What percent do you think Trevor Lawrence is going to end up there? 100? Because the only way out would be if the Jaguars got into this Deshaun Watson sweepstakes.
Yeah, so I'll go 98.9.
Because I think Deshaun Watson is either going to stay in Houston and suck it up, stay in Houston and hold out, get traded to the Dolphins for Tua. I don't know where this Denver rumor is coming from. Does Denver have enough to give up for Watson?
You know what? I mean, so it would probably take, I heard 3 number ones, 2 number ones in the second, probably 3 number ones, so they could give up their future for him. They should. He makes them a Super Bowl contender right away. But that defense and those weapons, that's where I'd want to go if I was Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't want to go to the Jets, especially if the Jets got to give up 3 first-round picks. What's the Jets' future with no future and just Deshaun Watson? It's the Texans. No offensive line, bad situation, no weapons. What's the difference between going to the Jets and just staying in Houston? Bigger market.
The guy that wrote the mock draft.
What's his name?
Oh, actually, it looks like there's a handful of people that wrote it.
Oh, the guys and maybe even girls. It's
No, this is very interesting. I'm gonna reset this. Each pick was made by the beat writer from that team.
Oh, so ours would be from Schneidman?
Yeah. Okay. So here's what the Jets beat writer, Connor Hughes, says about,
I love his work,
Sam Darnold.
Hughesy.
He says about Sam Darnold, and we talked a little bit about Darnold on Monday. He says, Sam Darnold was the worst rated passer in the NFL last year. Better doesn't necessarily mean good. Through 3 years, he hasn't shown an ability to make those around him better. His mechanics are a mess. His technique is bad. He's turnover prone and reads a defense like I'd read Mandarin.
Harsh.
It's time to move on. He, for the Jets, is taking Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
Wait, what?
Jets take Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Makes sense. Everybody loves Zach Wilson. I mean, there was like, I mean, we do this every draft where there's 3 or 4 scouts that say they would take Zach Wilson over Trevor Lawrence. I personally would not. You know what? Here's a hot take. I'm not sold that Trevor Lawrence is going to be as great as everybody thinks.
I am with you, and if I'm Jacksonville, I am trying to trade the number one pick for Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah, me too. Because in Deshaun Watson, you know what he's going to be, and that's, you know, if you probably play 10 more years, he's a 10-time Pro Bowler. So I would go all in right. Now, I, you know.
Urban Meyer is going to be the coach there for, what, 2 years?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That
he's not there for, what did he sign a contract for, five?
Five,
four? He ain't making five. He's already had a scandal.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like the thing is, with that situation, is with Lawrence, I mean, he's got all the makings to be a great quarterback. He's 6'6", he can run, he's fast, he's got the arm. You know, he improved on the, you know, as much as you can on the mechanics. But he was really bad in that national title game 2 years ago. This year, that wasn't really on him, it was on his offensive line, and that Alabama team was just so damn good. It's hard to be a good quarterback in a bad situation. Like, Justin Herbert was great last year, and the Chargers were a mess, and Anthony Lynn found new ways, invented new ways to lose games every week. But there's some talent there with the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers beat the Packers last year. They have a lot of talent there. You know, he's got weapons. You go to Jacksonville, man. Yeah, you got James Robinson. You got DJ Shark. So I guess there's some weapons there. But, like, Urban Meyer will have to be good, and it'll have to be a good situation. Or, you know, if you got no offensive line and a crap team, you could be the best quarterback in the world. It ain't going to matter.
This is another receiver-heavy draft. The mock draft has the Dolphins taking Devontae Smith at 3.
I don't think he goes that early.
Heisman winner out of Alabama.
He's great, but I don't think he goes 3.
And then the Falcons are picking Justin Fields, quarterback, yeah. Ohio State.
He'll go 3, even if the team has to trade up. It's going to go Lawrence, Fields, Wilson, or Lawrence, Wilson, Fields in that order. It'll be 3 quarterbacks off the board off the top, I have a
You feel. Think so?
I do.
So then Dolphins are trading out of 3 because they going to take a trade? Are they going to take a quarterback? They got Tua?
Because Tua's done, I feel, in Miami.
What?
In Miami.
How?
They're going to trade him.
Why?
Trade for somebody. I mean, doesn't it seem like they're out on him?
Didn't you see the high praise Mike Gesicki gave him?
Yeah, but like,
he said, hey, this guy's a left-handed quarterback? I couldn't even tell. I mean, that is high. That's high praise.
I guess I shouldn't say.
Give him the MVP.
I guess I shouldn't say he's done. I don't know that for sure. And I still think he's going to have a good career, but it doesn't seem like the Dolphins feel the same, like that organization does. I know that they went to him and benched, Tannehill, geez, Fitzpatrick, but yeah. I don't know if they believe in him. Well, I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah, I feel like that pick gets traded. That would be my answer to that.
Number 5?
Because if you like Zach Wilson, aren't you worried, though, like, because, like, with Zach Wilson and Justin Fields, we all thought Fields was going to be the second quarterback taken up until this season. You know, like we all thought that Tua was going to be the first quarterback taken, and then all of a sudden, you know, Joe Burrow put up his ridiculous numbers. Joe Burrow was a projected 5th-round pick that all of a sudden was the first overall pick after putting together the best college season ever as a quarterback. And then Justin Herbert as well. But, like, this, I just feel like if somebody really wants Fields, they may think that the other team may go Wilson. That's why I think somebody will trade up to get one of those picks. I don't know. I think the 3 quarterbacks go back to back to back. But go on.
Well, would you take, if you're the Jets, what's better for you, Fields or Wilson?
I'd go Wilson. I don't know, man. Wilson, because I feel like, see, as crazy as it sounds, in the game that Zach Wilson lost against Coastal Carolina, which I still think was the best, was that the best college game this year?
I think so.
I think so, too. They lost that game, and he wasn't, like, great. He was good. He wasn't great. But he took a beating in that game. Like, he was running for his life, and they beat the hell out of him, and he kept getting back up and throwing touchdowns and still threw for over 300 yards. He proved more in that loss than he did in, like, those blowout wins against crappy teams where he was throwing 6 touchdowns. Oh, man, but the Fields' best game was when he had broken ribs. Like, he had some really bad games. The Northwestern game, I can't get out of my head, where Zach Wilson's worst game was actually the game that kind of impressed me the most because he got the crap kicked out of him, but yet still kept standing in the pocket taking those hits, and they should have won that game. So that's a tough one, but I'd lean Zach Wilson.
Draft is 2 months away. Not too early to promote that on the Friday night of the draft.
We'll be here.
We will be doing round 2 and 3 again.
Are we ever going to get round 1?
I thought this might be the year, bud.
I mean, how do we get round 1? Well, I think the Big Show's going to do it on the network.
Actually, I think we're better suited for rounds two and three. Round one is like where you could like be a casual and like be like, oh,
yeah,
you know, here's a hot take. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to go number one. We got to dive in. We got to learn who the hell Josiah DeGuara's are of the world in rounds two and three.
Yeah, and that's what was
so. We shouldn't have to.
That was so tough about last year. You and I are probably, of all the talk hosts in the city, the two that actually watch college football for fun. From like 11 a.m. till
1 a.m.
midnight.
Sometimes two if Hawaii's
on a Saturday
running the football a lot.
And yet it's day two of the draft. Day two of the draft.
Yeah.
You think you watch as much college football as us, we're going to know who's going in day two of the draft.
I want to be the draft
analyst.
And then
the Packers take Josiah DeGuara.
You think I'd get a raise if I became the draft expert at the Fan?
Somehow I think you'd get paid less money.
Oh.
So the mock draft the Athletic has come up with, I'll finish this out. Trevor Lawrence at one. And the interesting thing is going to be the quarterbacks. It usually is. These are the guys you build your franchise around. Trevor Lawrence, one to Jacksonville. Zach Wilson, two to the Jets. Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Heisman winner, Alabama, Miami. And this is barring a trade. Atlanta, because you're going to see a lot of trades in mock drafts, which
I hate when they do that. You can't do that in a mock draft. You don't know. You don't know. See, that's why I don't like mocks. Just tell me the play. Give me the rating of the player. Let's not start getting too cute. Oh, you know, the Colts are going to get an itch on this day, and they're going to trade here. You don't know that. You don't know what goes on in draft
You can't
rooms.
Mock draft
on
the Packers trading up
for You ain't
for
Kevin
love.
Costner. You ain't even. Who else is in that movie? Renee Zellweger? No.
Number four, Justin Fields to Atlanta, quarterback Ohio State. Jamar Chase, wide receiver LSU, goes five to the Bengals. The Eagles take the offensive tackle out of Oregon. Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama, to the Lions.
I like him.
And here's another interesting one. The next, you know, 9 and 10 are cornerbacks, and, you know, we'll worry about that. But I wanted to bring this up again because of the quarterbacks. So, in this mock draft, Lawrence, 1, Wilson, 2, Fields, 4, Trey Lance, 8, to the Panthers.
The quarterback.
North Dakota State.
Big, tall quarterback.
Who is playing right now.
Yeah, they're in that. So, hey, did you find any more info? Is it just the ESPN Plus app? Can I watch those games?
ESPN Plus, you can watch pretty much every FCS game that is on, and then there's a few Jackson State games next month that will be on ESPNU.
Okay, because I kind of want to tailgate for them. A little bit.
Well, who are you watching them with?
I don't know yet.
And are you watching?
I am.
And you've already told me you will be tailgating.
Yeah, I'll probably do some Italian sausages.
So Trey Lance is a top 10 projected pick, and he is playing right now.
He should have opted out, in my opinion.
But don't you think he can boost his stock?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But he could also, if he gets injured, like, then he's really setting himself back because, well, my problem is, what if a team is like, man, we want him to be our day one starter. He's got like three months, I mean, football season's tough. You need to obviously learn a playbook, but also rest and recover. I guess he'd be a project, so he's not going to be a...
They're 2-0. They beat Central Arkansas in
Packers
October.
Packers will probably trade up and take them.
They played a game in October.
To back up Love.
They're at Southern Illinois this week. Where's Carbondale?
The Salukis. It's like, I don't know, it's like 3.5 hours from Joliet. That's the only way I can answer.
You want to go?
Yeah, actually. Get some roadies. My cousin went there. She was on the dance team.
It's 1 o'clock. No, it's a noon start.
A nooner. I'm in. Yeah. Salute. Can we go?
I don't know. We can be media.
Yeah, like my high school, like they start football in like 3 weeks. But you could only the parents could go to the games. And my mom, I had to talk to my mom about this. I said I was all in on the season. I was like, I may come home. And she's like, well, you wouldn't be able to go to the games. And I was like, well.
Go as media for the Fan.
I'll watch Joliet Catholic Insider. I'll watch on the stream.
I mean, you already are that.
They're going to stream them. And then I was like, is there like a playoff? And she said, no, there's no state championship or anything. So I'm out on it. If you can't win state or even like have like a mini tournament, have like a bowl game, but nothing. So it sounds stupid. I wouldn't want to play in a season if there's no ultimate goal. What's the ultimate goal? You go undefeated and put it on a patch? That's the problem with this country.
Well, that's what you do in the Premier League. You win the season, you win.
That's my problem with soccer right there. My other problem with soccer is when I bet on these games. And, like, let's say, like, I want to take Liverpool, and they tie 0-0 or 1-1. I don't even just, like, you don't get your money back. You have to play it to draw. And you can't play him as a pick'em, because if I want to play Liverpool or any of the teams that I think actually have a shot at winning, I got to lay like -810, and only a schmuck would do that.
You got to be betting on my Hammers.
Yeah.
West Ham right now. Top four on that table, son. How about that?
How about it?
Oops.
Oh, hey.
Todd.
Toad.
Hey, I got $100 that's burning a hole in my pocket.
Can I have it?
No, I think I'm going to make an investment today, but I need to talk. I don't want to talk about it on the air because I don't want other people to know about it, but I think I'm going to make an investment today.
Are we doing Top Shot?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
That's coming up next. What did they say? What is it? You'll tell you. Who's he? What's that? Hey, let's do this. We're woefully late for a break. You know, I just don't think that we're the same direction anymore.
Do you like sports talk radio that actually talks about sports? Yeah, us too. Thanks for listening to 1250 AM The Fan, a radio.com sports station. From the hardcore sports bettor to the first timer, BetQL will help you make more informed decisions. That's right, it's not a betting app. It's a tool to give you an edge over the sports books. They crunch the numbers so you don't have to. BetQL, be smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Hiller with Howard Gleason, Hiller Ford Sales Manager. Howard, tell them about our great deals on 2020 F-150s.
You could save over $11,000 off MSRP or lease an F-150 STX for 24 months for just $299. $46.19 down plus tax and dealer fees. There's no security deposit and the first month's payment is included.
Hurry in. These offers end March 2nd and find out why so many people love to buy from Hiller Ford.
When it comes to remodeling, everyone has advice about who you should hire. But who can you trust? Your boss? Neighbors? Random online reviews? No. When it comes to remodeling, you can trust NARI. All NARI members are experienced, proven, qualified, and verified by local people who know the industry and have your back. Start your next home improvement project by finding a professional on NARIMilwaukee.org. NARI Milwaukee. Local. Trusted. Proven.
The Menards Distribution Center in Iron Ridge is hosting a job fair from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. February 22nd through the 26th with on-the-spot interviews for full-time and part-time positions. Both production and warehouse openings are available. Includes a sign-on bonus for new team members. Don't miss the job fair February 22nd through the 26th or apply online at menards.com/careers to start your new career. The Menards Distribution Center, located 1 mile west of Iron Ridge on County Road S.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Milwaukee attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Why would I quit my 9-to-5 to start a 9-to-who-knows-when gaming company? Or eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Oh, I gotta get that. How could my favorite tech be an app that helps run my business? No offense, smartphone.
None taken.
Or fill my garage with enough servers to power a small country? It's because I wanted to make it big in gaming. And QuickBooks suite of tools helped me get there.
Intuit QuickBooks helps small businesses be more successful. Learn more at QuickBooks.com.
Hey, it's former Packer Gary Ellison coming up on the next Wendy's Big Show.
Gary, we got to talk about the Bucks' second half schedule. It's a doozy. Plus, we'll check in with Andy Katz at 11:05 and from the Fan in Green Bay, Marcus Ebersol at 11:35. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh weekday morning starting at 10, only on The Fan.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath.
All right, we didn't have it there.
Do not count out producer Todd.
We may fire him after all. Stay tuned in the 9 a.m. hour. We may tell him don't even grab a bagel. Just get out, out. You suck at your job. Just like whoever drafted Jordan Love. We're just kidding. Not talking about that ever again. Bart said he's got to win a Super Bowl. Five NFC title games won't suffice.
I did.
You did.
6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, which is posted. No thanks to Todd not doing his job. Ooh, rhyme. Go back. You can find it on the radio.com app. You can use the rewind feature, I think.
I stopped advertising it. I don't know.
Well, it's like a coin toss. You got a 50-50 shot. Heads or tails, baby.
This was the promo for today's show.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Coming up this morning, we are talking Brewers baseball. Another day closer to spring training action this weekend. And
no
Bucks
Brewers.
Pelicans, a late night affair. We'll have the recap. It all starts this morning at 6. Here on
what happened?
The fan.
I thought I promoted Todd. That's not the right promo.
Oh.
Because we've talked no Brewers. I hope that's not the promo. Imagine.
Wait, is that tomorrow's promo?
That's why Rick Ramaschkosh hasn't been calling.
Spring training action.
He's
this
alive
weekend,
and well.
And Bucks Pelicans, a late night affair. We'll have the recap.
Oh, that's what you'll hear tomorrow. Oh, you already have the promo for tomorrow.
Yeah, I make the promo 2 days in advance.
What about breaking news on the fan?
I just kind of said screw it.
Jeez.
All right, this should have been the one that ran this morning, because you could tell I made this, so I would have made this on Monday, and I had no idea what to say.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Coming up this morning, we'll have a check-in of the Badgers basketball program. Ben Wergel joins us at 7:40. We'll have a preview of Pelicans at Bucks, a late-night game tonight, and will today be the day we fire producer Todd?
There it is.
It all starts this morning at 6.
I'll just keep that. If you ever hear that in a promo, that means I had not enough to promo.
So if you ever hear me say, will today be the day we fire producer Todd, that means I ran out of stuff in the promo. I would have known to promo NBA Top Shot if I knew I was going to get this email last night.
Hey, should I get the boss of Top Shot on tomorrow?
Yes.
Would you be interested in that?
Very much so.
Because today, I didn't want to talk with anybody from the Pelicans. What do you want to know about the Pelicans? I could tell you. Ask me a question.
Is Lonzo Ball going to get traded?
God, I would take him in a heartbeat, man. He is a deadly three-point shooter now and one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA. He's good. I'll take his brother, too. Can we get him?
All right, so here's what I know about NBA Top Shot.
Yeah.
You know what trading cards are.
Yeah.
These are like online trading cards.
Yeah.
Except the trading card is a highlight.
Yeah.
Which there's only so many versions of. And it's all done through blockchain technology like crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's highlights that people are paying a lot of money for.
Like a lot of money. Like throw out a number.
Million.
Yeah.
And I don't really know why they're so valuable, but I know that a lot of people want them.
Including the NBA players.
Yeah.
They want their own.
They're going to buy their own.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Especially
interested in having some so I can sell them.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of them out there. You could buy some in a marketplace. I think I saw a Thanasis dunk highlight is available for $65.
We should get that one.
And there's packs. There's basic packs that are available for $9.
And you don't know what you're going to get.
Right, but they're never available.
I was going to say, we need to get our hands on one, and then we need to do a...
Unboxing?
We need to do it as a show. And that kills a whole hour, dude.
Oh, God, I know.
Yeah.
So there's a premium pack drop today at 11.
Okay.
Of highlights.
Of course.
Some
like
of the
everything
notable
else when
pulls
we're off air.
In this pack will include Anthony Davis's highlight when he shook the Dallas defense for a Christmas Day jumper. That highlight is going to be in this pack worth $100 in one of the packs out there. Someone will pull it, as in get the highlight, and then sell it for thousands of dollars.
Yeah, can you not geek talk me, dude? When you say pull it, I'm thinking I'm putting up a poll question, or I'm like an ex-girlfriend. Never mind. So, Rough. Yeah.
Another poll today will be Hawks rising star Trae Young revving the motor and levitating for the floater in the season opener in Chicago. And you can also buy the highlight today. It will be in one of the packs. Of Ja Morant. Is it Jay Morant? My friend told me it was Jay Morant.
Oh, it's Ja.
Ja?
Yeah.
Ja Morant tossing
a pass.
He's
the guy that beat Marquette in the tournament by
himself. To himself off the glass for a massive two-handed dunk.
Yeah, I want that one. How much?
So the pack is you get 6 moments per pack.
Yeah, $9.
For $99.
Oh, yeah, $99 for the 6.
And there are going to be so few of these available that you're not going to get one.
Well, here, hold on. Let me show Todd how to do his job. Let's look up the president of
how
Top
to
Shot.
What
did I say? Did I swear?
No.
Oh.
How to do his job.
You know what's the problem is sometimes if you do some like podcast or something with somebody, like to be cool, you like swear. You're like, the Packers need to effing do this, bruh. And then they need to effing do that. But then you come back to like regular radio world and you're like, overthink, don't swear. And I'm not even a big swear because I have, you know, children. Well, child, singular. All right.
I told my 18-month-old son last night to get the F over here.
I feel like, who's that one guy? Darren Revelle? Yeah, I feel like he just.
You know, he's blocked me too.
Good thing he is not blocked. Why? What did you do to him?
I actually asked him to block me. I said, I don't like you. Please block me so I don't see your tweets.
And he did?
And he did.
That would be like the type of.
I also did that with Michael Rodney Packers notes. I said, I don't like you. Please block me.
I feel like I just saw it. I was going to watch it. I bookmarked it. Now I can't find it. The interview with the Top Shot. Sorry, not COVID. I hope. The Top Shot. Don't worry. I got my green light today. I'm good. Dang it. Well, I want to have him on the show.
Yeah, get him on the show.
I wanted to email him right now though and show Todd how to book a guest because he's been slacking a little bit.
Yeah, booking a guest is it's very challenging. It actually needs to be taught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't find this dude though. I'll find him.
You would think, oh, how do you book a guest? So you just find their contact info and send them a note. No, there's a process to it. It's very hard. Mm-hmm. Very, very hard. People need to learn.
Top Shot president. Let's see. Peter DeSoto.
Top Shot to the moon.
To the window. Wrong song.
GameStop went back up to 100 yesterday.
Did it? Are you in on that?
No. I'm in on some. My family got in on some drilling company like 7 years ago. We bought this penny stock.
How's it working out?
Pretty bad. My uncle spent like $10,000 on it.
Oh, God. I found like a bunch of these Peter DeSoto guys. One of them is clearly not him.
Do you notice, though, there's like this trend where people are just, I like it. People are trying to make money online by not doing anything or by investing. We are like.
Wait, was there a Top Shot hockey before Top Shot NBA? Because I see like this dude, like there's like Top Shot NHL.
The only thing I know about hockey in the last month is that a game got delayed because of the sun.
Yeah.
For 8 hours. Yeah. That's all I know.
Which was actually like refreshing. I was like, oh, no COVID? Yeah. You know?
Oh, no, another delay? Oh, no, don't worry. It's not the deadly virus. It's the sun.
Now, will anybody care if we have somebody on to talk more about Top Shot? Because I feel like a lot of people are interested in that I talk with, and we all want more info, and we all just want to make money.
I think that we've had a lot of people on that a lot of people have cared less about.
Right.
So I think Top Shot
Would you rather hear more about Top Shot, which a bunch of people, like you said, are paying millions of dollars for, or would you rather us have on Joey Smith from Champaign, Illinois, to preview Badgers, Illinois on Friday? On
right,
Saturday?
We could do that.
Well, let me tell you something about Illinois. They have not been the same team since Roger Powell and James Augustine was in there.
You know what? I kind of am interested in that now.
I know.
It's a big game this weekend.
Is it? No, I'm interested in the game.
You can get someone from Illinois.
But like, well, I mean, I can just tell you, I watch every game. I just watched them lose to Michigan State, and I backed Michigan State as a +7 underdog. What are you talking about that?
Get D Ford.
It's D Brown.
Damn it.
Luther Head.
Ah, D Ford's a football player.
Chiefs, yeah. You were close, though.
I didn't get it right.
Right. I'm going to get my first coffee of the day. That's amazing. I made it a whole show without a coffee. Here's the hour where everything just hits me right in the face.
Yeah. Stay tuned, especially because, and this is the real kicker, we have nothing planned. Next.
Hey, it's C-Sparky Fiverr here, and you're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Wendy's Big Show coming up this morning starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans. A radio.com sports station.
From the hardcore sports bettor to the first timer, BetQL will help you make more informed decisions. That's right, it's not a betting app. It's a tool to give you an edge over the sports books. They crunch the numbers so you don't have to. BetQL, be smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern alongside Zach Bingo and Deb Emmons of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Zach, this truly is a family-owned company.
It is, Mike. We are a sixth-generation, family-run company that specializes in everything plaster and stucco. We work with new commercial and residential projects in this area.
Bingo must feel really good having your son follow in the family footsteps.
It does, Mike. This team works really hard, and Zach has gotten really good at running this company.
Deb, you must be really proud of these boys. I know Zach has told me that you do a ton for this company, and he's very thankful.
Mike, I'm really proud of Zach, how hard he works, and the lessons Bingo has taught him in this business.
Hey, you know, Zach, I'm a big fan of your family and Creative Construction of Wisconsin.
I know, Mike, and your wife, Terry, loves us, too. Every time you try to do something on your own, well, she's got us on speed dial.
Zach, that's awesome. So do what my wife, Terry, has done, and go to callcreativeconstruction.com. That's callcreativeconstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Hiller with Howard Gleason, Hiller Ford Sales Manager. Howard, tell them about our exciting money-saving sale.
We're having a 2020 model year-end sell-down with huge factory rebates of $4,000 on Fusions, $4,000 on Edges, and $3,000 on Escapes. Plus, all three come with 0% financing for 66 months.
Check us out on the web at HillerFord.com and find out why so many people love to buy from Hiller Ford.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!